listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Hello, world. It's time for another great edition of the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular here on racesontheweb.com. And boy, do we ever have a busy show for you. Some of the hot newsmakers this week are going to be joining us. Mike Emhoff from the Patriot Sprint Tour is going to join us to explain their 2011 plan, some big news with the Patriots this past week, and then the triumphant return of the man known.
The God of Sod.
Yes, Brett Mann. Going to make an appearance here in the Open Wheel Spectacular in segment number two. If you want to interact with us, go ahead and email us, TJ at TJSlideways.com, our Facebook fan page for TJSlideways.com. You can leave a comment there. Also on our Twitter account at TJSlideways. So that's what we have on tap for this evening, and let's jump right into it. Let's not waste any time. Keep the show moving right along.
The latest dirt.
Not much to report this week. Steve Kinzer made his ASCS debut this past weekend in Las Cruces, New Mexico, at the Southern New Mexico Speedway. He got a victory on Saturday after getting a warm-up on Friday at Jack Dover. Won the primary, but Kinzer winning the finale on Saturday, a nonstop 30-lap thriller with him and Jason Johnson battling for the win. And Kinzer even remarking that was a heck of a race and a good time down there. And then Tracy Hines and Bud Kane took midget and sprint car wins in the USAC National Series at the Tulare Thunderbolt on Saturday. And then, of course, last week they all announced that Chevrolet is going to join the series in 2012, supply engines. And today, Dallara broke ground on their Indianapolis factory in Speedway. So a lot of things going on with the IRL. The engine deadline is midnight tonight. No one expected to join the party, just Chevrolet and Honda for 2012. And then the news we're about to get to. The ASCS Patriot Series announcing that they were going to become the Patriot Sprint Tour in 2011, dropping the ASCS sanctioning. It's a friendly separation. We're going to talk about that with Patriot Director Mike Emhoff here in just a moment. So a busy week, you know, for an off week here with
the latest dirt.
A lot of big things going on, and it'll be interesting to see who drops in with ASCS here at the end of the year. They have the Western World this weekend, and then they have Las Vegas over Thanksgiving. You're going to see some heavy-hitting guys looking for one more American paycheck. Everyone that hasn't headed overseas so far should be heading over there or looking for an ASCS ride. A couple of good-paying shows left during the season. So we're going to take a quick break, and then when we return, we're going to come bring in Mike Emhoff. We're going to talk about the big news with the ASCS Patriots going independent. We don't see this too often, and we're going to see how it's going to work out for them, why they did it, and what their plans are for 2011. You're listening to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com.
Yeah.
race teams. Take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit RaceMaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on RaceMaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
TJ Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Welcome back to the Open Wheel Spectacular here at RacesOnTheWeb.com. My first guest has been director of the ASCS Patriot Sprint Tour since 2007 and announced at their season-ending awards banquet over the weekend that the series is once again going independent for the American Sprint Car Series for the 2011 season. And to talk about that and what they have planned for the upcoming year is director Mike Emhoff. Mike, thanks for making time out to join us tonight.
Well, my pleasure, TJ. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and got a lot to talk about. I think somebody called me just yesterday and said you seem to figure out how to put the sprint car world in Northeast on its ear. So I hope we stay on four wheels all the season through in 11.
Now, you came into the series after ASCS had kind of taken the reins of the Patriot Tour, and you were brought in, and now you guys have decided to go separate ways, but unlike a lot of these sports, this one seems to be fairly pleasant between both parties. How did you guys come to this conclusion to go in separate directions?
Well, it's a lot of negotiations, a lot of conversations between myself, Emmett Hahn, Tommy Estes. The Northeast presents a unique situation probably to the entire country in the open wheel sprint car world. There's no less than five solid 360 organizations in this area, all operating on the same turf, and it's a little different than what you see in some other parts of the country. So there's some unique situations here, and Emmett saw that, as well as myself, and some of the things that we've done over the last 4 years here. And the more we talked about it, the more we took a look at financial situations and positioning. It just looked to be in both of our eyes the best for both parties at this point in time. And when you said that it appears that it's a very pleasant, I don't like to use the word split, but let's put it in an operational mode. It is very pleasant, and I'm very, very pleased with that situation, and very, very proud to have worked for Emmett Hahn and ASCS for 4 years and the opportunity that he gave me, and now he's actually supporting and giving me a very good opportunity here to operate this independently as owned by myself.
So you are the owner now. Now, one question I had is, when you sign up for an ASCS membership, there's obviously some benefits with that. There's locked-in pass pricing, extra secondary insurance and stuff. For 2011, what kind of things can Patriot people expect if they sign up to race with you, or is that still being formed at this point?
Well, actually, TJ, it's going to be very transparent, the changes that are going to be very minor in scope. Any Patriot Sprint Tour driver, team member that will participate on our tour and purchase membership from my organization, which is owned and operated by Mike Emhoff Motorsports Incorporated. It is actually owned by my corporation. And there will be additional medical health insurance there, or not health, pardon me, medical insurance. It is a secondary policy, just as in ASCS has been in the past. They will still have that program in place. The promoters here and the track owners in the Northeast honor our membership for a fixed rate or a maximum rate pit entry paid, and I will in turn honor in the event that we've had in the past, even with our contract with ASCS, with some tracks, didn't want to honor a top price to their pit area. Mike Imhoff will make up that difference to his drivers that hold a Patriot Sprint Tour hard card. And so, just as an example, if it's a $30, just as ASCS is, and a pit wants to charge $35, I will rebate back anyone with a hard card $5 for that event.
Oh, that's a great move on your part, really taking care of the racers there. It's always good to hear things like that going on. So now that you two have separated, what kind of doors is this going to open up for the Patriot Sprint region? Do you anticipate being able to go into some racetracks maybe that politically you couldn't get into before? Maybe it's, you know, maybe a different part of the country. What is this going to bring besides, you know, what is this going to bring to the tour essentially?
Well, that is a very good question, and I hope that this answers a lot of that right here. Already, I can confirm that previously held properties by the Dirt Car Northeast, which is held and owned by World Racing Group, I'm in negotiation with them now. I can confirm that I have talked with the new promoter that was put in place at Canandaigua Speedway, the Land of the Legends. We will be back there with the Patriot Sprint Tour in 2011. So that is a guarantee, and that is one place where it's been a difficult task. In for whatever reason, and I'd rather just leave it at that, that I was not able to achieve some dirt affiliate or dirt run and operated racetracks when I was a region of the American Sprint Car Series. On top of that, as far as parts of the country, I mean, you try to tighten the reins. The economy's not the greatest. You try to bring things in tight, work closely to your home base, but every now and then when there's a facility of historical position and stature, such as Williams Grove, comes available now. Talks are in the works. There's nothing confirmed, but I can tell you that it has opened up the door there, and I have had conversations, and there's a pretty substantial chance that the Patriot Sprint Tour, in some form or capacity, will be racing at the Williams Grove Speedway this year.
Wow, that's a couple of huge jobs right there that you guys are working on. So basically, I think our student listeners can probably put two and two together and figure out when the people that own another sprint car group, possibly, you know, own half the facilities in your backyard, it puts your racers in a tough position because you guys were traveling a lot the past couple of years. This sounds like it's going to allow your drivers to maybe stay a little closer to home.
I would like to think that there's a possibility of that. We've got a great, great core of tracks that we've operated with over the last 4 years. There has been some travel involved. We are a traveling and touring series. I have no intention to pull back to the point where we're going to one or two racetracks numerous times in a season. That, at this point in time, that is not even on the radar. I still intend that we will be a traveling organization. We will move from track to track throughout the course of the season. And as I explained to the teams that were in attendance at a meeting just prior to the banquet this past Saturday, that a schedule being worked on as we speak would probably mirror what we did in 2010. I believe that probably at least 90% of those tracks is probably even greater than that, but right now, in speaking with all of the tracks that we have had in 2010, for the most part, I'm not so sure that we'll even lose any of those. We may limit a trip or two to only one in the season instead of two to a facility or two. And there's some tracks that we've had in the past that have commented that they want to be back on board with us once again, that the sprint car programs really do work for them, and they see the benefit. So, you know, right now, there's a lot of things in the works, of course, and but I would say to make it easy, it will be similar to what we've seen over the past 4 years.
Another question, one of my racing friends actually garnered up this afternoon. We were talking about this. The racing format, ASCS has stuck to the passing point format. It's pretty much similar wherever you go throughout the country. Now that you have the reins of the series, what are you looking at for race format?
Well, I like passing points. Remember, I come from the driver's seat, and I know how that works, and I've never been one to draw very well, and that tends to help the program. The only problem that I have with passing points is selling it to the fans, selling it to a television audience, because we do have a television package along with my media director, Rich Black, who owns and produces Hot Wings TV, and so we think about these things a lot. So you're kind of reading right into my mindset here all the way along. There's a small adjustment that we have proposed. I put it out to see how the reaction would be from the drivers and teams that were there. And I believe you'll see us move to this idea. We will take a specific number of cars from the heat races directly to the A main. And, but passing points will still be utilized. So now you're saying, well, how are you going to do that? Let me give you an example. If we have a three-heat format, we will take six cars directly to the A main. And passing points that was utilized with the ASCS program will still be utilized. Those passing points will still set a redraw for the top eight passing point cars. We are unique to the rest of the AFCS world in the past 4 years, where we run what we call a 9 to 14 scramble dash, and the 9th to 14th place guys in passing points get to run a six-car, four-lap dash that pays cash, and it also gives these cars that are kind of in the middle of the field a little bit more time on the racetrack. And it also will then position them. If they start 14th and win that thing, they get their picture, they get some money, they get a good feel for the racetrack, and they also get to start 9th. We've had winners come out of that scramble dash several times over. There's another unique portion to this. We're going to do one step further. A guy that backslides from 1st to 6th in a heat probably didn't do very well, but he hung on, and now he's going to be locked into that A main where he wouldn't have been previously. And the guy that went 10th to 7th, he didn't make the A main at that point. He'll start on a pole in a B main. As long as he qualifies in that B main, we will give him back his passing points, which will start him in the A main ahead of that guy that backslid all the way back through there.
Interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, that's.
So I think it's the best of both worlds. The drivers received that with open arms. They could understand it. The fans will understand. When we put them on the racetrack, they know that if we say we're taking six, they can count six cars. They know who's in the A main. They may not know where they start, but they know that they're in the A main. And I think that's key to trying to sell the program.
I think so, too. That's an awesome idea, Mike. I think you've got something really going there. And I like the idea of the cars that backslide the heat race, maybe not starting ahead of someone that's charging up through a B main who's got momentum. That keeps that momentum rolling. You might see some feature winners coming out of the B main this year more often.
I couldn't be more happier if that's the way that whole situation would play out.
Now, another aspect that you guys were a little bit different in is always the tire deal. You guys have run the HTC tire, where a lot of the ASCS regions were on the standard ASCS tire, and you had that option to run that as another Patriot tire. I assume you'll be still sticking with the HTC tire.
The assumption is correct. I have had conversations with Hoosier, as well as Hoosier Tire Canada, and we have a contract in place, and they'll honor a contract on that same tire program. So we have a program in place with them, and the tire of the main tire of choice will be the HTC plated tire, which effectively is a 105-inch, 18-wide RD15 compound tire plated from Hoosier Tire Canada. And we have a secondary tire for some, if we get to any hard, you know, tracks that are abrasive and taken, they offer a D25 Hoosier right rear as well. And I'm still taking a look. I mean, some guys certainly have an ASCS medium in their arsenal. You know, like I said, I'm not, I'm certainly a Hoosier guy, and that's where we're at. And the possibility of still allowing that Hoosier ASCS medium tire is still in the works of being the possibility optional tire.
That's a good move, too. Now, as far as engine rules and such and technical rules of the cars, are you pretty much going to stick with the ASCS rule book, or is there going to be any deviation from that?
That will not deviate. The engine rules, the head rules, the teching. My technical director, Pat Nelson, has been in the Bodex school and been schooled by Tommy Estes, and we've been out there, understands the teching procedure. I think if you look around the country, the Bodex ASCS spec head is certainly the choice around the world in the 360s, and I have no intention of making a change from that. I will be speaking with Bodex, and Emmett has talked to me a little bit about this, but we will be talking to them about seeing if we can continue our alliance with Bodex at a year-end type situation.
And another aspect of this is there are a lot of races that you guys co-sanction with several different groups during the year. Is that still in the plans to pretty much do some co-sanction events with DSS and SOD and some of the other groups? Or will you see maybe more standalone Patriot events instead of co-sanction events?
No, most definitely. That my whole plan has always been that in this Northeast region, with this many 360 sprint cars, and they run in different areas and so on and so forth, that we basically need to somewhat work together, and I'm not saying that we're maybe not under one umbrella, we'll operate independently in our own organization, and there may be some tweaks on some rules here and there between organizations, but I think there's certainly room for fan support as well as owners of these tracks and promoters to have some challenge events. I do know that talks have been ongoing with the Dirt Car Group and the World Racing Group, along with ESS and URC. I think if you look back to the 2010 schedule, there was the Summer Series Sprint Challenge at a very nice facility, Rolling Wheels Raceway. And there has already been conversations with me immediately after this announcement that I would be more of a part with that program in 2011. So it's a two-day show format. It's set up as a challenge-type event, and that certainly is in the works, and it you know, it gives me good feeling to know that they're willing to bring us on into this thing in possibly, you know, more than just saying, hey, some in the past ASCS Patriots were there, and now moving forward, the Patriot Sprint Tour drivers will be maybe a little bit more recognized, and as well as my staff will be recognized as part of this program. So certainly, I believe that we will work together on a lot of different things. I run a program at the end of the year in October for Paul and Cheryl Kirkland at Brockville, and it's more or less their program, but he has myself and my staff run that program for him. We'll do a little bit better job of getting out a good uniform set of rules to everybody on exactly the format, procedural, technical, and so on and so forth, and that one will work. And mentioning the ASCS SOD series, the CorPAC sprints, I've been in a lot of negotiations with the operators up there, Ken and Cheryl Pelkey, and talking with Ken, and I can say that we will be an affiliate portion to a two-race weekend program between Oswegan and South Buxton on a weekend in June and a weekend in August. And we will be a part of that program. And there's a lot of information to come out in the near future on that. But so there's going to be a lot of co-sanctioning or affiliate-type programs going forward up there with them folks as well.
Oh, sounds like a lot of exciting things going on for 2011, Mike. It's just you have to be over the moon with how encouraging it sounds from not only your race teams, with the promoters, and even probably fans at this point have probably told you how excited they are about this.
Well, Rich does a great job with things such as, you know, our Twitter account and our Facebook account. For Facebook, the Patriot Sprint Tour, we're in the process of migrating all of this over from the past. There is a presence on the web for the PatriotSprintTour.com. Information will be posted there very soon. The press release is up there. A brand new logo as we're rebranding this, and it just plain jumps. One of our marketing partners, ASI Racewear, working very closely with us in many fronts, and they've helped me develop this, and I think it really jumps, and it says everything about what we are. There's some patriotism there. There's a great look, the stars and the cars. I mean, it's a good deal all the way around. So we'll be getting all of that information out. We'll migrate everything over to one place people can go to find out all the information about the Patriot Sprint Tour here in the very near future.
And one last question. You talked about earlier in the interview about how the dynamic is different up there with all the different groups. But not only that, but where the modifieds are so big and, there's so many different classes of modifieds up there where we don't have quite that presence around here and further west. You know, how are the sprint cars received in the Northeast once you get east of Pennsylvania and north? Do you think we're making more headway as far as, like, fan recognition and popularity? Have we taken a step back? Are we starting to go in a good direction? Where is that headed?
Well, my feeling is, and you can talk to almost any promoter that we deal with and work with, that the sprint shows that they book with us and sign with the Patriot Sprint Tour certainly put the fans in the stands. It's a solid program. It runs very well. We are still considered, we are a special to their program. And I effectively want to keep it that way. I was asked tonight by a promoter that I have, dates with already this year, that he's heard rumors of a certain track, and I'm not at liberty to speak right now. Maybe that'll be something for us to talk about in the near future. But he said, what are your thoughts? I've heard that there's a possibility of sprint cars run there all the time. Is that something that you think will work? And I'm right now, have explored that possibility myself personally. I feel that we are on solid ground as a touring special event type program that still has the luxuries of bringing new fans as well as some of the fans that are already there, looking, for something a little different. Now, we did a program last year with one of the bigger dirt modified tracks here early on in the season, and the promoter there told me it was a home run for him to have the modifieds and the sprints on the same card, and we promoted that as this is the best of both worlds. And that's what I think it is. That's the way I want to continue to operate it here in the Northeast, where we fit in as a special on the program, on their card. And the sprint cars certainly put the fans in the stands here in the Northeast.
So basically, we're talking about scheduling, and we kind of hit with that. So when if we had to put just kind of a pencil it in, when would you like to have a schedule out by?
I typically release my schedule around the March time frame, giving all of the, again, working with the Northeast area, the dirt affiliate tracks with their modified special shows and things like that, they move around. I mean, we have to be able to fit into their schedule as well as fit into my schedule. It becomes a real juggling act back here when we're trying to place a minimum of 20 full-point races on a schedule with somewhere around 30 actual racing dates on our schedule. That is a pair of numbers that Mike Imhoff typically tries to always achieve, and for the past 4 years, we've been on those numbers pretty well. I think we had a high of 33 events 1 year, and this past year we had 31 events on it, and so that's right where we're at, and I'd like to see at least 20 or 22 point events for these teams to run for and grab that championship. I mean, I've been pretty proud of what we've been able to pay over the past few years. You know, 2 years ago, Rich Black and I sat down and devised and developed the King of Series, where we ran a five crown tour where we had five regions within our main Patriot region. And I do these 4 and 5 race series. That's all a team really has to make in a certain geographical area, and we have named tour sponsors. A Verdi, for one, with the King of Upstate New York, has been a solid supporter of mine for 10 years, and we run these mini series and pay out a pretty good and sizable point fund for the number of races that you run. I mean, pretty proud when we paid out just a little bit less than $30,000 in cash this past Saturday night, from 1 to 10, and it was a pretty nice deal. I think we were a little over 26,000, but not a bad payday for this deal, and we intend on continuing something very similar to that program. I know all of my marketing partners are back on board with me for those programs, and we have a bunch of new ones that have talked to me already about coming on board.
Well, Mike, we really appreciate you taking time out to join us. We look forward to seeing what develops over the off season with the Patriot Sprint Region, and we'll definitely have you back on when that schedule comes out.
Well, I appreciate that, TJ, and appreciate the words of encouragement. And like I said, I think we have a great program up here, and certainly hope that the Patriot Sprint Tour continues on as it has here, and what Emmett has been giving me now to move on by myself. So we'll keep you in tune with everything that goes on through our media outlets and Rich Fleck, and I'll be talking with you in the near future.
All right. Thanks, Mike. That's Mike Imhoff from the Patriot Sprint Tour. I haven't called it region yet. I know I'm going to slip, but got it in there. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the God Assad is going to come back and join us. My co-host, Brett Mann, rejoins the Open Wheel Spectacular here on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at EngineProParts.com. It pays to know a pro, Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at RocketHeaders.com. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit RaceMaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on RaceMaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
T.J. Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro. Tired of having black headers that rust and wear out too quickly? Then you need to get some Rocket Headers. Rocket Header produces exhaust for 360 and 410 sprint car engines, dirt and pavement, with mufflers and turnouts. Stainless steel construction, TIG welding, and polished finish make Rocket Headers the best value in the open wheel racing exhaust market. For more information on where to buy Rocket Headers, visit their official website at rocketheaders.com. Race teams, take advantage of the 2010 Maximizer program courtesy of Maxim Chassis. Visit racemaxims.com and report any feature win utilizing a Maxim chassis on racemaxims.com within 3 days of the event, and you will receive a $25 gift certificate and a feature win decal. You will also be entered in a drawing for a free 2010 Maxim Racer Kit. Maxim Chassis, made in the USA.
T.J. Buffenbarger here for Goodyear Tires. When traveling to races all over the country, my car is equipped with Goodyear Triple Tread technology to give me great performance in all kinds of weather conditions. Goodyear is also the official tire of the World of Outlaws All-Star Circuit of Champions, Knoxville Raceway, and the 50th Knoxville Nationals. When traveling to the racetrack, do it on the wings of Goodyear.
Engine Pro, the nation's leading specialty engine parts distributor, featuring name brand engine parts and custom engine kits sold by professional rebuilders. With 29 distribution centers providing engine builders and machine shops across the country with a full line of brand name internal engine components at competitive prices. Engine Pro is committed to building the success of their customers by offering competitive pricing, innovative programs, and knowledgeable sales representatives. For more information, visit our website at engineproparts.com. It pays to know a pro. Engine Pro.
Welcome back to the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on RacesOnTheWeb.com.
He's back.
The God of Sod.
Brett? You're back.
On.
Hey. Well, you've been laying low for a while.
Yeah, I've been pop.
So, welcome back to the show. And you know what we have to talk about first? Labor Day.
I can only imagine.
Labor Day weekend. I quote,
"Hi, there's a couple guys in front of me that stepped on their dick and tore up a bunch of shit." But
what was an announcer thinking to interview you after a mess like that?
Yeah, it wasn't a real good thing there, but crowd kind of got a kick out of it.
Yeah, I would say so. I was up in the tower, actually, like, guttering up some sort of, you know, who was down there, and so, oh, my word, did you hear what he said? You'd think people's ears started bleeding or something, you know? So. I warned you I had it on cue, ready to go, so.
Yeah, that was great.
It gives a whole new perspective when you hear it live on the internet, doesn't it? So, anyhow, I have devised for your return a little bit of a segment here of what Brett Mann thinks. I came up with a whole bunch of questions. We're going to find out what Brett thinks of these various things. First of all, were you surprised Steve Kinzer won during his first weekend of ASCS competition?
No, I don't think you'd be surprised at all if Steve Kinzer won. And I mean, the guy is great in anything, and I'd say 360 deal is a real tough program, and you know, he didn't have no cakewalk getting it done, but hey, I mean, the guy's a king. I mean, you can't doubt him winning anything.
All righty, and next up, Jason Myers winning the World of Outlaw Championship. Your thoughts?
Jason's been growing great the last couple of years. He kind of got everything put together there, and really the Eastern Swing there to the Grove kind of won the deal for him, Steve, and the other guys had some problems, and they kind of sewed it up there and finished it out, and it's kind of good to see somebody different pick up the win there in the Outlaws.
Central Pennsylvania, there's already been some ride change going on. Kaufman has a new ride. There's a couple other people have new rides out of there. After all the music stops, all the chairs are taken, everyone takes their seat. Who do you think is going to come out of that deal the best?
Oh, boy. It probably ain't going to be much different than normal. I mean, the same guys kind of going to be doing the winning they have in the past, I think. I mean, it all kind of shuffles around, but it all seems to kind of shake out the same way. We kind of had a pretty, really not that great a year this year and stuff. I'd kind of look for him to maybe be a little better next year. But other than that, I mean, I think it's kind of going to be about the same deal. I mean, shake them up, and you got Hodnett and Deweese and all them other guys. I mean, Monteith running really strong with them places, and they're going to keep running strong next year, too.
All right. Double file restarts or single file restarts?
Single file restarts.
All right. That's all you need to say about that.
It might be great for the fans, but it sucks for the drivers. I mean, if you go out there and you pass guys and put lap cars between you, you ought to get to keep them between you. And if you're leading the whole race and that comes down to one or two laps to go, you shouldn't have to have the second place guy pull right up the side.
Here's my thing, though. Single file restart with the cone, though. Do you think it's fair to have, I'm not going to say names, but let's say there are cars that you can get between yourself and the leader that can actually create a bigger advantage than you had in traffic. Do you think maybe single file with the cone, pulling the lap cars out, is a good medium? Like, kind of half
medium? Yeah, it might be something like that. Might be kind of half medium, because I know what you're talking about. Sometimes you can end up with some cars in between you, and you take off, and by the time them guys get up to steam, you're in turn one, and they're still barely off four. It's great if you're leading, but if you're one of the other cars behind them, I mean, it really stinks.
Yeah, and that's the only thing I have with it, is when you have the single file deal, you know, I have no problem keeping the lap cars in as long as there's some mechanism to get around them right away, but that cone limits it so bad, especially when you're picking up the throttle on four. You have that cone, you know, halfway or three-quarters of the way down the front stretch. You can't that to me, you know, I think the happy medium is single file, keep the cone, but pull the lap cars out. I've always been a proponent of that. The double file restart's exciting for the fans, I agree, but it makes it a whole lot more expensive for the owner sometimes. And it's for the drivers. I think it does cheapen it a little bit. I agree with you there. So we do somewhat agree on that. So that's kind of interesting. This Australian guy getting the bio base ride, did he deserve it more than you, or should that be you in that seat?
I don't really know that guy at all. honestly, I'm not saying that's all that they're, I mean, that's the only thing that the BioBase team is doing. I mean, and I've talked to them guys quite a few times, and I still think there might be an opportunity there, and I'm just going to go from there.
All right. And do you think that Jason Blond's going to give Dustin Daggett a run for his money inside when he shows up for the dirt races?
Honestly, unless Jason Blond comes in and runs more than casually, hopping in once here and there, and it's a guy who's run a lot of pavement and went back and forth, if you're not going to do quite a bit of dirt, you're going to have a real hard time coming in and adjusting quick enough to run with guys like Dustin and me and guys who that's the only thing they're doing. So, I'd say if he comes in and runs more than casually, I think Jason can run pretty good. He's a good driver. But if he just pops in once or twice a month, I think he's going to have a hard time running top five.
Oh, that's,
that's just my opinion. Is like say a guy who's done both of it. It'd be just like me going and running pavement and popping in and running pavement once or twice. It ain't that I couldn't come in and run good, but to say I'm going to come in and dust off the best guys there, that's I think that's being a little unrealistic.
And finally, to end this segment here, this little Q&A deal. The best sprint car team in the country this past year, wing, non-wing, 360, 305, 410, best team in the country, who was it, in your opinion?
I mean, Jason Myers has got to be, definitely got to be one of the choices on the 410 side of things. And
no, I just, one guy, the whole deal, one guy.
The whole deal.
The whole deal, put the three, putting all of them head-to-head together, best team this year. We're, you know, Myers is the obvious choice. You know, you want to say Tim Schaefer, but...
Yeah, I mean, Tim Schaefer's kind of my other wild card team, because, I mean, he's definitely had one hell of a year. And, like, say, I mean...
It's always hard to vote against those guys that are in and out of that outlaw deal, though, every night. I mean, Schaefer won the biggest race, and he had a great August, mm-hmm. and a great July, and he cleaned up everything around here. But at the same time, you know, he goes to the World Finals, he didn't do... He did okay, you know, and stuff like that. And the Grove Open, they ran decent, you know, against the posse and stuff. So, I mean, you know, it's always hard to vote against those outlaw guys to me.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're tough, I mean, night in and night out. And, like I say, I mean, I would still say Jason Myers. I mean, with Tim Schaefer being a close second. Because them guys, team-wise and everything, they had one heck of a year. And, it'd be tough to beat them, but Myers had to have a heck of a year to put together to beat Steve and Schatz and basically take the championship away from them guys for first time in a long time.
Yeah, and I never thought we'd see a World of Outlaw champion in our lifetime, like in our era, that built their own race car. That, to me, is pretty remarkable.
Yep. Yeah, it is. Like, that's something that, like, see... You don't see a lot of anymore and stuff, and they kind of do their own thing, and have been really successful at it.
So, how much money did you lose at the casino after the banquet? Did you donate? Or did you actually?
We lost 150, and then right before we left, the wife went and played some slots and won 130 of it back. So we only ended up down 20.
That's
so.
Not too bad. I actually walked out of that place, and I walked out even. I didn't actually spend a dime.
Yeah,
I felt like my sinuses were going to explode too. They still feel like that, but still, you know. Casino is not a place you want to be. It's a lovely place. It's a great casino down there at Firekeepers. But when you're not feeling well, that's not exactly the best place to be in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know. So what do you have working? Are you going to Australia? Are you going to New Zealand? Are you going to IMIS?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to IMIS. Me and Dane Knight are going to be set up down there and have a booth, and so we'll be down there all 3 days. And honestly, just see what I can get working for next year. Now, I got a couple different deals I'm working on right now, and see if I can get some more stuff working. If I can get maybe 8 or 10 going, maybe one of them will come through.
Are you going to tell your wife that, you know, doing the show is really important and she needs to get home sooner?
Yeah, I'll make that clear to her. That and, like, see, all my rotten kids need to be quiet, and the dog needs to stop barking, and...
Did you miss us?
We're going to get this program straightened out.
Oh, come on, you missed us. You have to be. You missed us.
Oh,
God.
Oh, son. It was a good time.
Yeah, exactly. The place hasn't been quite the same without you. I mean, you know, no one drops coats like, you know, you probably have 4 sound bites on this thing. One of them from Hartford I won't use because nobody's ever heard it. But it's the best bite. One of these days we'll pull that out when we get bored. But there's an exclusive Bretman interview, Tell All from Hartford. And it's, that would definitely
make a couple people really honked off of that.
I was going to say, that one probably will stay in the wraps. So.
Yeah, Bretman live unplugged.
Here's another question for you with the side. Do you think if more people knew what the side point deal paid, that they'd follow the whole thing?
I honestly think they would. I mean, I've always thought in my mind that, I mean, I know that in ways I've talked to Dane and even when Jason was doing it, Matt, they don't exactly know what it's going to be, but if they could come up with some kind of baseline showing what it paid, the guys would be way more favorable towards running the thing, because it does pay a really good point fund. They have some good contingencies and say a super nice banquet. It's a great, I mean, it's a really a great deal. I mean, and more guys, I think, if they could see, I mean, if it was put in front of their face what was available to them, I think you would get a few more guys to do it.
I would agree with that as well. So, well, Brett, thank you for rejoining us for a segment, and look forward to having you in whenever we can. The seat, the chair is still empty, and it will remain empty until you are available. So.
Yep, cool. Yeah, I appreciate you giving me a call and putting me on here.
All right, so thanks, Brett. And Brett Mann, the co-host of the Open Wheel Spectacular, rejoining us. And that's going to be it for tonight. We're going to call it off a little bit early because I don't think my voice is going to stand for 10 more minutes. So on behalf of Mike Emhoff, Brett Mann, everybody else,
the God of Sod.
Thank you for listening tonight. Have a good weekend. We have a big Thanksgiving show coming up next week. Make sure to listen to that. A lot of feel-good stories coming from that. Until then, if you're listening online or the podcast, thank you for listening, and good night.
Into the TJ Slideways Open Wheel Spectacular on racesontheweb.com. Thanks for tuning in, and come back next week for your open wheel racing fix.